Morning Hog Happy Hour. Riggs here with you on the Riggs Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia over at SR Pro World Headquarters making dreams come true on this Friday as we kick you into the weekend. We'd like to give you some new flavors and things to make your weekend better. And the folks at SR Pro do that 24/7, 300 and however many days are in a year. We had a couple of fun flavors on the other side. Now we're staying loyal to the Lagunitas brand on this side, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
All right, where do we go first?
So we have one classic and then one that's brand new. Okay. We're going to start off with Lagunitas Daytime. They have updated the packaging on this. I don't know if you recall, it used to have a bent nail on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because it would get you bent but not hammered.
I love that.
Now it has a fading package telling you that it'll get you faded.
Okay.
Oh, I see
this. Aren't they clever? Yes.
You know, and just even cracking this thing open, that piney IPA nose that Lagunitas owns on every one of their beers is so good. Just before you even drink it, it's good.
So that's what I was going to mention. As soon as I cracked it open, that was instantly. You get the nose, I mean, straight from the can. Clocks in 98 calories, 3 carbs, 4% alcohol. So it's still going to get the job done, but, you know, like you said, a little bit more responsibly, a little bit more guilt-free, but all the flavor that you expect out of a Lagunitas product.
You can get some stuff done during the day and have a few of these. Boy, I forget the Lagunitas flavor. You know, you get have other beers, and it really does jump out. Like you said, Josh, the nose does, but then when you get that back end of that IPA hoppy flavor, man, it's awesome.
Yeah, no one's going to question what type of beer this is.
Right. And you know what's so interesting? So this is our second low-calorie IPA here today, but they're distinctively different.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty amazing. They even have different colors as well.
You know,
the different combination of hops is amazing as far as getting different flavor profiles.
And I sit back and think, you know, well, I probably need to, you know, cut back on my weekly consumption so some of this belly will go away. And then I think, the hell with that. I'll just get this Lagunitas. It's low-cal, right? I'll just have more of these and less of the fatty ones. Yeah, that's the way to go.
Right. Yeah. Your typical beer is close to 300 calories, if not more, on a regular basis. So, I mean, three of these are equaling one of your regular beers. You know, you feel a little bit better about that.
Yeah. Just trade in for some of these low-cal IPAs and just love who you are.
Well, I'm trying to do some. I'm doing some math now as you said that. I'm like, turning force. I had on Saturday night. I had 7 beers. Oh my god. Ooh, that's a lot of calories. Yes. No. This is a great way to start the new you in the new year. And Lagunitas is doing it right. Now, we finish up with a bottle here that I have only seen on social media. I've never seen this in person, so I'm psyched.
So these just hit our docks, something I'm actually pretty excited about. We've talked about before, a lot of the breweries nowadays are starting to see the trend of non-alcoholic products, and it's because the younger crowd out there is still wanting to participate and party with the other people that are drinking, but also have something in their hands and not feel excluded from the fun, you know? So Lagunitas recognize this, and they jump straight in, and we've all heard of Lagunitas IPA. This is Lagunitas IPNA.
IPNA. You know, again, a brilliant, brilliant naming and packaging by the Lagunitas people to slide that in there and let you know that I'm getting it. Definitely has the nose of the Lagunitas. That is not because I burped.
Oh, this is really different.
Oh, that is, wow, that has got some, that's got some complex flavor happening in there.
Yeah, a lot of different things going on. You definitely, the hop forwardness isn't as strong, obviously, as a daytime or regular IPA, but it's still there. You're definitely getting some sort of hop flavorness. You're never going to get a full-flavored beer just because of the process of a non-alcoholic product as far as removing the alcohol or brewing it without alcohol or getting into the fermentation cycle.
Right.
But this is probably about the closest I've had to an actual beer with a non-alcoholic product.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you were putting down alcohol for a stretch of time, but you wanted to satisfy your taste buds still, this seems like the great way to go because you're not doing the and again, Lagunitas has a flavor, has a signature flavor in there. It's in there, and I like that.
Yeah. Lagunitas is always true to their branding. Same with the guys with Stone and stuff like that. They have a very particular flavor profile that, you know, is unmistakable.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this would be their newest product then for Lagunitas, right?
As of right now, yeah. They got some cool stuff coming out later in the year, and we'll talk about that as they come in. But this is the guy right now.
Okay. So as you always know, you can stop by srperot.com/beerfinder and track down any of the beers we had today. Any particular place? I know you mentioned Publix earlier for the Shiner. Any other places we should be hitting up?
Obviously, Total Wine, ABC, local independents. But the website's always going to be your best bet if you don't want to feel like driving around all over the place trying to find it.
I love driving around trying to find it. What are you talking about? It is Final Four weekend in the NFL. So you guys got some picks? You got some leans? I mean, are the Chiefs going to get it done? Is Mahomes going to play? Is Tom Brady going to be in the Super Bowl in his own stadium? What's going to happen, you guys?
I think it's me, Rodgers, and Mahomes at the end.
I would love that. I would, because that'll give me a true easy pick that I can pick against Aaron Rodgers and his smug, stupid face. Boo! Boo, Aaron Rodgers! A lot of Packers fans will be hitting us up now on the talk text line.
Oh, yeah. Might as well put your cell phone number out there. They can text you directly. Yeah.
I'd like to issue a retraction to that. That was Josh and me. You have nothing to do with that pick. All right. Well, listen, I'm ready for a weekend. We got some good low-cal options, some great flavors. And thanks again to Bell's and Shiner and, of course, to our friends at Loganese. Great stuff. And stop by srperot.com/beerfinder and look it up. Thank you guys again, and cheers.
Cheers.